USA Radio News with Wendy King.
America is marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Ceremonies began at the National Memorial in Lower Manhattan. It began with a tolling bell and a moment of silence at the exact time the first plane hit the World Trade Center in New York. 2,753 names were read. President Biden, Obama, and Clinton all visited the site in New York. In Arlington, Virginia, people gathered to honor the lives lost at the Pentagon. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin was there.
The hallways that we tread were the ones that so many of them walked. It will always be our duty to fulfill their missions and to live up to their goodness and to stand guard over this democracy.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
20 years ago, two students who were in the Florida classroom when President Bush learned that America was under attack from 9/11 recall that day. USA's Mike Fortier reports.
President Bush was with students at Emma E. Booker Elementary School in Sarasota, Florida, when Chief of Staff Andy Card approached, whispered into his ear, and told them what was happening. Andre Hobbs was in fifth grade that day, but he didn't grasp the significance at the time.
Probably until I got, like, in high school or, like, out of high school, that's when I realized, like, how important or how big of a day that was that day.
Leonard Rivers was also there. Now that he's a police officer, he tells ABC Action News he has a better appreciation for the heroism on display that day.
Being in law enforcement, I understand what type of impact it had on like the firefighters, the officers, everybody who went to try to help, who didn't make it back home.
20 years later, Hobbs works across the street from the school, and his son is a student there. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Trump, who made an appearance to honor the 9/11 attacks at a New York police precinct, spoke about the Afghani withdrawal.
It's a horrible thing that took place. A horrible, horrible thing. It's an embarrassment. And the likes of which our country has never been embarrassed before. We've never had anything like this happen. It looked like we retreated. It looked like we gave up.
In Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where United Flight 93 crashed during the 9/11 attacks, there was a unique way of remembering those who perished trying to save the lives of others.
An artist from Marietta, Georgia, and chalk artists from across the country bringing the faces of the 40 victims of Flight 93 alive. The colored drawings, 3x5 on the ground at the entrance to the memorial. People absolutely overwhelmed with emotion as they see the faces come to life here.
It has gotten to me more than anything I've seen so far.
Robin Walensky, Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Hurricane Larry hit Newfoundland, leaving tens of thousands in the dark. The Category 1 storm with heavy winds, intense rain, and storm surge cut power through the eastern part of the Canadian province. Officials in the capital of St. John said Hurricane Larry caused a significant amount of tree and property damage. They're asking people to stay off the streets while they clear off the debris. It could be days before power can be fully restored to the area. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.